This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A Senate committee advanced a constitutional amendment Thursday that would ask voters to increase the minimum wage in Louisiana, something lawmakers have been unwilling to do.
In the highest spirit of democracy, what this bill asks you to do is give the people of Louisiana an opportunity to vote on it.
If approved, Senator Troy Carter's bill, backed by Governor John Bel Edwards, would set the minimum wage at $9 an hour starting next year, an increase from the current $7.25 per hour required by the federal government. Ochsner Health System supports the move. The healthcare system increased their employees' minimum hourly pay by nearly $4 earlier this year. Warner Thomas, president and CEO, says business hasn't taken a hit as a result.
What we found since we've raised minimum wage, engagement's improved, services improved, retention of our employees has improved.
Don Starnes, director of Louisiana's National Federation of Independent Business, says the 4,000 small business owners she represents don't have the means of companies like Ochsner to be able to afford higher wages. Mandating an increased minimum wage, she says, would lead to job losses.
We believe that philosophically the market should dictate the wages.
It's the fourth time Governor Edwards has pushed a minimum wage bill, but it's the first time he's asked the legislature to let voters decide. It'll take two-thirds of lawmakers to approve putting the measure on the ballot. No easy feat. Previous failed attempts required only a simple majority of the legislature. According to a 2019 survey from LSU, 81% of Louisiana voters support increasing the minimum wage to $8.50. The bill now heads to the Senate floor, where similar legislation died last year. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.